Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We have Bronte here.
Hi.
Bronte is actually an activist from Sydney who's actually been, listeners would might remember, but we did, we recently did an interview with, there's an occupation happening in the Sydney College of the Arts, basically calling on the demand, basically the Sydney College of the Arts is going to be, I think, shut down. And so basically, a group of protesters have gone together with the support of unionists and broad community groups to basically occupy the Sydney College of Arts until they restore funding, full funding back to the SCA. So,
and good morning, Bronte's one of them.
Morning. Hi. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, no, it's good. We've recently actually just won our first demand.
Yeah.
So the dean has stepped down, Colin Rhodes has stepped down, and that was one of our demands, so we've won that. And I think that really shows people trying to play down this campaign, but I think that really shows how much traction we have and how strong we're fighting. And I do really am positive about this campaign. I think it's a well-fought campaign.
Yeah. And was Rhodes dean of SCA?
Yes, he was dean of SCA, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, good riddance, Rhodes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great, yeah.
And what was his position on the whole plan to shut SCA down?
He was pro-merger. Yeah, so he was pro-shutting the school down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm. So,
an initial domino down.
Yeah, yeah, it is, and it's great, and we've got a long way to go, but we are fighting hard, and we have a lot of community support, and we have Unions New South Wales that have supported the occupation. We have so much union support, which has been so great and so fantastic and so amazing. I think that's one of the reasons why the cops hasn't pulled us out of there yet, because we've got so much support, and it just really shows that you're heading in the right direction where you've got that much support behind you.
Yeah. I think, as I said, I think before that on a previous show, that it's actually, well, the SCA is actually becoming one of the longest student occupations of, say, maybe a public, any kind of space.
26 days today.
26 days. It's been going on for 26 days, and as far as I understand, there's actually no sign of it stopping at this point. I actually like to ask, describe in and outs of the occupation, like, you know, the sort of community building and that. What can you, you know, tell us about that, Bronte, and, you know, how it's been going, sort of like, you know, the kind of support you're getting logistically in terms of, like, food?
No, definitely. That's, food's been one of the biggest things. Like, obviously, we've had a lot of, I can't really say too much, but we have had a lot of people from SCA who work there who have come and given us food and things like that, because obviously they can't show their support publicly. They are in danger of losing their jobs and fines. So they've come in and they've given, people have been sending us food up in little baskets. We have a basket that we push down a window and then send, people give us food. And it's been really random things, but it's been very constant. So the union gave us a shower. People have been very supportive and been sending us food daily. Mums, you know, walks with their kids and dogs through the park have been giving us oranges and stuff in the morning. It's been really lovely.
Oh, champions.
Yeah.
And that shower is like a portable shower?
Yeah, it's like a portable camping shower that has hot water. So it's great. We were in there for a week without a shower and some get pretty smelly. So it was great to have a shower. But, yeah, no, the support's been really tremendous. We've been getting, like, I haven't eaten that well in years. So much fresh fruit and vegetables, and it's really lovely and very sweet, and it really makes me very emotional because it's so amazing that people are willing to give us, I don't know, their food. It's great.
Yeah, I think the amazing things, as someone, because in Melbourne there's been a number of occupations, like currently there's the Bendigo Street occupation that's still ongoing, though it has become a bit more settled, as in, because basically some group of a lot of people, listeners probably know, there's a group of activists and people have occupied these vacant houses. It actually started off with, people sort of occupying, you know, people just sort of working on rosters to occupy places, but now it's gotten into sort of more settled community feel with just sort of people actually living there and sort of almost making lives, though there's no expectation that that it's anything but a political protest. But I guess in terms of maintaining it long term, they had to sort of get some people there to just sort of stay there permanently for now. And there's also been there was also the recent occupation of Flinders Street intersection, which lasted for like in the Donggao protests, which lasted probably like 13 to 15 hours. It lasted from, I think, 3 p.m. till midnight at 2 a.m. And what point I wanted to make was, you know, these sort of occupations are really sort of a good way of, like, you know, bring different sort of people together in solidarity. And in the case of the Donggao occupation, there was actually a passerby that kind of, like, you know, walked past, and, you know, he was sort of had politically, he was kind of like had a bit of a mixed consciousness about it. But, you know, through talking to him and, you know, explaining, you know, the issues, you know, he started to become convinced, and he actually started to support the occupation in the end, which was really kind of like a positive thing. But then there was also a lot of passbys who kind of made a lot of kind of very crude kind of racist statements against the occupation.
So what's it like at SCA? I imagine if you've been getting donations of fruit and stuff, you must have been having some of those interactions with locals as well.
Yeah, and a lot of them are very, you know, good on you, like, this is great, we're getting a lot of, you know, and all the, one of the great things is all the media articles have been positive. There hasn't been a negative article about us, but the community support, like, you know, we have kids waving in the windows going hello, and we've been passing them down things like bubbles and stickers because we have an artist up there who works with those materials, so she's been giving them out to the kids, and it's been a lot of really great support from older people in the community as well, and they're all very positive about it. So I've had no one come up to the window and given us a negative, you know, anything negative at all. So it's all been positive support, which is great.
Nice.